There are similarities between how Native American children were treated in the early to mid-1900s and how the U.S. government is treating immigrant children at the Mexican border. That is according to Illinois State University history professor Kyle Ciani. WGLT's Mary Cullen speaks with Ciani following the release of her new book, Choosing to Care, A Century of Child Care and Social Reform in San Diego, 1850 to 1950.
Choosing to Care is a history of social reform in San Diego. And I took a 100-year period of time that isn't often used. I went from 1850 to 1950 because I wanted to show the change from when California became a state to right after the World War II boom era. And there were several different boom eras in the San Diego history. And child care became a very important feature of those transitions because the kinds of people who were entering the city were oftentimes transient. They were moving from job to job across the country, and they were often bringing families with them. And so they were disconnected from their kin networks. And so they needed help with taking care of their children, and they often didn't have any resources. And so I started off writing this book with an understanding of how those people found assistance.
So you said your research for Choosing to Care has allowed you to expand your own definition of child care. Could you share that with us?
Yeah. So oftentimes people think of child care in just a very small window. You're going to work. You need to take your child to a nursery. You need to take them to someone's home so that they can take care of your child during the hours at which you work. I've broadened that definition to understand child care as looking at the needs of a child who might be on the outskirts of society. So that might involve a child who's in a juvenile care, juvenile detention care situation. It might involve a child who is impoverished and homeless. And so what do we as a society do to care for these children? So I've really broadened the definition in terms of the historical information. We have a lot of scholars who have looked at the day nursery, the child care in big cities during the turn of the century. But they've looked at that custodial care, that daily care. And when I started looking at these families, I realized that some of the people who needed care were unemployed. So they weren't taking children to a space because they were going off to work. They needed a safe space for their child because their entire family was in a vulnerable situation.
You've mentioned it a little bit. The book itself, Choosing to Care, focuses on San Diego. When it comes to listeners in Bloomington, Normal, McLean County, and Illinois, why should they care about these themes that you're finding in your book?
So San Diego, for me, is a very interesting city. Not only did I live there for a long time, but I also, in my research, have discovered that as the eighth largest city in the United States, very little scholarship has been done on it, very little historical scholarship. So that's the first thing. But because it sits on the U.S.-Mexico border, a lot of influence that we continue to deal with in today's world affected San Diego during those 1850 to 1950 years. So I think that looking at San Diego gives us a window to a lot of larger cities in the United States. We tend to look at Chicago, Boston, New York, Los Angeles. But I think that looking at San Diego helps us understand a more transient community. And I think right now that's important. A lot of people are needing to move for work opportunities. Here in Bloomington, we've had a lot of people leave Bloomington for State Farm's hubs, right? And so I think when they move, they become dislocated from the people who can help them with their children, with their families. And I noticed that in the San Diego case, that so many people were not connected to a core community. And that was very disruptive for the children.
This is Sound Ideas. I'm Mary Cullen speaking with ISU professor Kyle Ciani about her new book, Choosing to Care, A Century of Child Care and Social Reform in San Diego from 1850 to 1950. You explained a little bit about why the location of San Diego would be relevant, but when considering just the overall idea of child care, mm-hmm. I'm curious as to what you think about the impact of child care on those who don't even have children.
Oh, that's a great question, because I think so many times people say, well, why should I give up my shift so that some, you know, because this mother needs that shift or whatever. I don't know. This might sound a little bit too basic, but we were all children at one time, and we all had people who were helping us. We had people in our lives who mentored us, who helped us, who perhaps gave our mom, our dad, our guardians a different shift so that they could attend our track meets, so that they could attend our school functions. I think it's really important as a society that we pay more attention to our children. I'm very disturbed by the ways in which our children are ignored. And I think that someone who doesn't have any children, the classic case is, I don't want to pay more taxes to get a better school system in place, right? I don't want my property taxes to be raised. They vote down the bond for the new school. Why would you do that? We need to educate our children. We need to take care of our children. This sounds so corny, but they're our future. We need to coddle them. We need to educate them and help them through their way. And I think so many people forget that a lot of children are vulnerable because they don't have someone watching their back. I think we need to watch each other's backs.
So, Kyle, when it came to researching for this book, you've already mentioned that you researched for quite a while on it. Was there anything that you came across that surprised you?
Yeah. One of the big things was that I found a lot of fathers in the archives who were looking for child care. We tend to think of child care as a mother's issue, as a women's issue. And what I discovered was that it's a people issue. There were so many fathers who were either widowers or their wives had deserted them, or their wives were either incarcerated or they were in the hospital. I found a lot of mothers who were hospitalized. And these fathers were left with 3 to 6 children, and they didn't know what to do. And the authorities, the first thing that the authorities wanted to do was remove the children from the home and have somebody else take care of them, maybe try to find a relative or put them in a foster care situation. And these fathers fought very hard to maintain their right to parent their children. And that was very surprising to me for that era. What it made me realize was that child care is a issue that is not just a women's issue. And I think that in this country, we like to think of it as a women's issue. Therefore, it gets second fiddle to all other issues. It's not, we don't have a universal child care policy in this country. We don't have a universal maternity leave policy. And I think that if we knew more about the historical foundations of fathers engaging in child care, maybe child care would gain a little bit more currency than what it is now. That bothers me, but I think that's the reality of the situation. A second thing that was very interesting to me and also disturbing was that when I broadened that definition of child care, I discovered that Native American children, the way that they were being cared for by the majority population, which was the white population, was that they were being indentured. And so this was happening in the 1850s, 60s, 70s, and 80s, all the way up to the turn of the 20th century. And at the same time that homeless white children were being put in foster care, homeless American Indian children were being made into indentured servants.
Can you talk about some of the themes that you discussed in the book, Choosing to Care, and connect it with what you're seeing in today's world?
What I've been thinking about is that there's a correlation to what's happening today on the border. And these very vulnerable children who are being placed in cages at the border, who are being separated from their families, from their parents, there's a dehumanization process that's happening with those children. And I saw that in the research that I did for San Diego. But a difference was that I saw that reformers in San Diego stopped what they were doing. They realized that indentured servitude was bad. They shifted to the boarding school community, which wasn't much better, but then they shifted again to having Native American children stay with their families, and they began to bring schools to the reservations. I'm not saying that the reservation life was perfect. It wasn't. But they did recognize that the dehumanization process that was going on was wrong. And I would like us to recognize that the policies that are happening at the border that are affecting these children are wrong. They're simply wrong. And so I think that historians, even though we're studying issues that are 100 years past, some of the concepts and some of the strategies and tactics that we learn about can still be applicable to today's consciousness.
That's WGLT's Mary Cullen speaking with Illinois State University history professor Kyle Ciani about her new book, Choosing to Care, A Century of Child Care and Social Reform in San Diego, 1850 to 1950. You can get the book now on Amazon or through the University of Nebraska Press.